What do you have on your nightstand? Can I guess?
You're not gonna guess. But yeah, you can guess.
Yes! It's liquid! How did you know that?
Abso-fucking-lutely. I'm picturing whips and chains, so.
You're picturing correct. Well. As long as I can stare deeply into your eyes, I'm all set.
Please don't do that.
Katie's already over my shit and I've been in her apartment for 5 minutes.
I'm like, well.
Katie's like, I don't want to deal with you today.
I guess now that you're here. So there's Katie's no getting like, rid of you.
If this is what it's going to be, then it's going to be. It is going to be.
There's no getting rid of you until we're done. So we might as well just get started.
That's true. Katie's so grateful that I'm over here so early today.
Yeah, it's actually bright out. We don't even need a lamp.
We don't need a lamp. Yeah. The sun is going to set after we finish recording.
Well, depending on how long we talk.
That's true. We have been known to chit chat a little bit too long.
We could talk till the cows come home and then the sun will be down. But, you know, it's just nice to like record a little early because I'm not like so desperately ready for bed yet.
Yeah.
You know,
we're still alive and chipper and full of life.
Right. What time is it in Copenhagen where Colby is right now?
Yes. So
is it nighttime or?
It is nighttime. 6 hours ahead.
Oh my God.
10:47. So
she's going to bed. We should say goodnight.
Goodnight, Colby.
Goodnight, Colby. Yeah. Colby's not with us. As we discussed last week. She's in Copenhagen, living her best life, chasing the tall men.
We're so jealous.
And we're here.
I know. I texted Colby all my my Copenhagen rake.
What?
Why am I glitching?
Copenhagen.
My Copenhagen Montauk. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I texted Colby all of my Copenhagen wrecks this morning, and I was so jealous thinking about how much I love Copenhagen. Like, she's going to have the best time.
Is there an equivalent or like something similar, somewhere similar that you can compare Copenhagen to for me because I've never been?
Copenhagen's honestly like a very clean New York City, but concentrated to a small area. So it's not the size and scale of New York City. Like you could walk around Copenhagen, to be honest, in like less than a day.
Okay.
Whereas if you tried to walk around New York City, you'd be walking for a very long time.
Is it similar to Amsterdam?
I've never been to Amsterdam. Does Amsterdam have a lot of like canals and
yeah
is it really clean?
I just googled, is Copenhagen similar to Amsterdam? Both cities are handling COVID as well as can be expected. That's an old article. Okay, Copenhagen is a more relaxed lifestyle and is known for its emphasis on work-life balance, while Amsterdam is more known for its nightlife and entertainment options. Yeah, I mean,
Copenhagen's a very good place. Like, I would love living there. Honestly, a lot of people from New York end up moving to Copenhagen if they want to like work in a different location because Copenhagen has a big tech scene, but they're really big on work-life balance.
So it's the capital of Denmark.
Yeah.
I'm looking up photos now. Oh, yeah, it looks like Amsterdam.
Oh, my gosh. It's just so clean and so beautiful, and the restaurants are so good, and they have cute little canals.
Wow, I'm going to put it on my list.
It's very cute.
Okay. There's all these places I want to go.
Yeah, you would love Copenhagen. Oh, also, everybody there dresses so chic. Like, they have the best fashion ever.
Oh, my God.
And they have this really good shopping mall that's kind of very central Copenhagen called Elim. And it's a bunch of designer brands that are all heavily discounted. It's kind of like a New York Century 21 or, like, the TJ Maxx designer section on steroids. It's very, very fun. I'm very jealous. Colby, when you listen to this, I miss you terribly. I wish I was there.
Do you think she listens to our episodes, just the two of us, or is she have FOMO so she doesn't listen?
That's a great question.
Well, Colby, if you're listening to this, let's come up with a code word that she has to tell me if she's listening.
Okay.
So I don't have to, I'm not going to bring it up, but if she says the code word, I'll know she's listening.
Okay, Colby, if you are listening to this, you need to text the Matchmade group chat saying...
So something spicy.
Saying don't give up the ship.
Don't give up the ship. Yeah, my little flag, if you guys...
That's the thing I'm staring at on the wall.
Yeah, if you guys follow... If you were real followers of Katie Bellotti, you would know that I have this magical flag hung up on my wall that some people have been haters about and saying makes my apartment look like a frat house, but they are haters.
It's Katie's pirate flag.
Because it's cool, okay?
I think it's cool.
It's cool.
It's cool, Kathy.
Anyway.
You're a cool girl. Don't worry.
You know what I'm going to... I think my next on my list, which... I don't know what is with me and the boat theme in here. Or I just like have this like weird... Whoa, I just hit the... Oh, I have to start... being careful about talking with my hands with these big things. I just whacked the...
Katie's her own worst enemy on the audio police
today. My God. No, it's like, I literally am. I'm the problem. It's me. What am I trying to say? I've had on my list to get. I want a pair of vintage boat oars. White, like, not white, like wooden. Mm-hmm. Wooden ones. And I want to put them on my wall somewhere.
Okay. Which wall?
I'm thinking actually up in the bedroom across from my bed, like next to my armoire. If I don't do shelves, I might do that. Because here's the thing. If I put more shelves, if I introduce shelves into my apartment in another like spot, I'm going to fill them with things. And
you're a hoarder.
I'm a hoarder. No, if I'm given more space to put things, I will put things there.
You'll fill it.
Like,
yes.
I cannot be a minimalist. Even if I try, I can't be a minimalist.
Right.
I don't know what to do.
I think, you know, but you make it look really nice. Like, it doesn't look cluttered in here. It looks like a very thoughtful use of space, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you've shit all over your walls, but I wouldn't say it looks bad. It's like good shit. It looks like good shit.
What's that thing? There was this TikTok trend. It was like cluster core.
Cluster core.
Wait, let me Google this to make sure I'm correct.
Like,
but it's
cluster fuck?
Like cluster fuck. Cluster core. Wait.
I've never heard of that. I am noticing that your boy Larry still has not fixed your thing on the wall.
No, he hasn't. Larry and I are in a fight. Okay.
Katie Super, for those of you who don't know.
Every time that I try to confront him, he jets off on his little motor scooter out the door. I kid you not. There's been multiple times I've called his name and he has not turned around. The motor scooter.
The man hops on his moped and jets away.
Yeah, he runs away from all of his problems, aka my problems. Anyway, cluster core. Okay, so this is back in May of this year. It was trending. I don't know if it's so trendy of a concept anymore, but it definitely like still lives on. Like, I am the queen of cluster core. And it's displaying your personal collections in thoughtfully designed vignettes. But it essentially is just like clusters of personal items. Cluster core is the arrangement of the small items that you love in curated vignettes. So it makes it sound more organized than it is, because if you like look up images or videos of cluster core on like TikTok, it's like just like things, but it looks like cute, like things just everywhere, but yeah, like in an I don't know, organized chaos kind of.
Okay, so it's organized chaos of your thoughts and preferences?
Not thoughts, things.
Yeah, but I thought the concept of it was that, like,
things you love.
Yeah, things like, that you love and that reflect your personality and reflect, like, things you think about.
Sure. Like, you know when everyone was sharing their, like, nightstands? Like, girls were sharing, like, photos of their realistic what's on their nightstand?
Yes.
That was, like, a big trend on TikTok. Yes. And it was, like, a cluster of things. It was, like...
like, oh, okay, cluster core. Okay,
like cluster core. It's like clusters. It's literally just like romanticizing the mess.
It's like a starter pack.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
that's the way I see it, at least. Like, it's just having like all your jewelry bottles, all your perfume bottles, and like your jewelry. And it's like, you know, those things could be put away. Like, I could use a jewelry box, but no, I insist on putting all my jewelry like everywhere else. Like, you know, it's cluster core. It's art.
So tell me, Katie, what is on your nightstand? What's your cluster core?
What's on my nightstand? My book that I'm reading. It's called None of This Is True.
Okay.
Thriller. Real good. My gigantic water bottle that could like knock someone out. Like,
okay, stay big, hydrated. Love
big
it.
Aluminum water bottle. Probably, depending on what day it is, my rings. I take all my rings off when I'm or like the day before I work out, night before I work out, because I can't wear them because like the weights will warp the rings. So I take them off. And that's actually it. I have a cute little lamp.
Okay.
That's cute. Really, I try not to like put a ton of shit on my nightstand because I don't know. Like, I'm weird about like things that stress me out close to the bed or bedtime.
Okay.
What about you? What do you have on your nightstand? Can I guess?
You're not going to guess, but yeah, you can guess. So wait, let me just preface.
Lube.
Yes, it's lube. How did you know that?
Oh, because you looked guilty over there.
I felt guilty. I was like, wait, what? I was thinking about it in my head and I was like, I'm pretty sure I have one thing on my nightstand and it's lube.
It's on, not in.
No, it's on. Not preface. I don't use it that often. Like, your boy is not seen the light of dick in quite some time. All right, let me just tell you. But like, I think the last time I hooked up with the hot model guy, like, that's just what found its way to my nightstand, and I just never took it off. And I'm like pretty clean in my apartment, so like I usually clean off all my surfaces and stuff like that, but for some reason I just never put the lube away. Like, I'll wipe down the surface and then put the lube back on.
It's wishful thinking that you'll need to use it soon. It's like, okay, yeah, if I keep it out, I'll use it soon.
It's kind of like my good omen.
Yeah, it's like a good luck charm.
Yeah, kind I'm summoning men.
See, for me, the fun objects like that go inside of the nightstand just because you never know who's going to come by and ask questions. And mine
100%
is watermelon flavored.
Yum.
I kid you not.
Yum, Kathy.
Yeah, that's a long story.
About why it's watermelon flavored?
Mm-hmm.
Tell it.
Well, just like in general, why I have it and everything.
Why do you have it? So, tell the class.
A friend of mine hosted a sex party of sorts.
Okay.
And it isn't what it sounds like. It was more like a sex education party. So she had this like little sex party situation at her house, her apartment. And this woman came over and just like educated us on all of these different toys and lubes and like various objects that you can use solo or with a partner. I was extremely single at this time when this occurred. This was a while ago. But I ended up walking out of there. It was kind of like it felt kind of MLM-y in a way, but it wasn't. It wasn't an MLM. Like, it wasn't like she was genuinely like a sex educator.
Yeah.
But it was the sort of thing where it's like you left, you like got an order form and you like placed an order. It was kind of like the Girl Scouts or something. You know, okay. Like she came.
Yeah.
You ordered a bunch of like, but instead.
It was like
of,
Girl Scouts, but instead of cookies, you ordered dildos.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, but it's the funniest part about it is this woman that was the sex educator was. She works for the NYPD. She's not a police officer, but she's like a secretary or something. And it was just like funny, like she moonlights as a sex educator, but by day she like is just an NYPD.
I wonder if she's hooked up with a lot of the NYPD. If she's just running train on the New York cops.
I would say like knowing her and how independent and fearless and badass she was, I feel like she doesn't need to fuck around at work, you know?
That's why she has her toys.
I feel like she...
That's why she has her toys in her side hustle.
She either goes solo or she might just like, you know, go out on dates and stuff. You're she doesn't need to fuck around at work.
No.
Because you know how messy that gets.
Oh, well,
you know.
Don't I know? Don't I know?
Anyway, guys, what an introduction.
Yeah, what an intro combo.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how we doing? Single girl, single.
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I mean, honestly, this week's going well. Like, we are, I think the fact that we're recording on a Tuesday is a really good sign.
I agree.
Like, we've gotten our shit together. Granted, Colby isn't here, but she, you know, she's doing better things. But, like, I think it's always a great sign when we're able to, like, get our shit together by Tuesday to record and not have to wait until, like, Wednesday or, like, heaven forbid, Thursday.
I know. We're usually, like, a Wednesday team, I feel like.
Yeah.
Wednesday's like usually our day.
That's when you typically have a lull in the plans. I don't know.
I think Wednesday's usually when we also kind of have our most life. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like Wednesday's like we're halfway through the week.
Well, it depends on how crazy of a weekend we had. You had a super wholesome weekend.
I did.
From what I saw, and I can't wait to hear about that.
Yes.
And honestly, I had mostly a wholesome weekend because we got like flooded out on Friday. So like it was just damp everywhere.
Yeah.
And thank you to all that expressed concern over our well-being in the DMs.
Yeah, a lot of people DM'd us about the flood.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny because so, like Katie mentioned, I was in Montauk this weekend, mm-hmm. right? We can kind of do like a weekend recap.
Yeah, you go first. I want to hear all about it. It looked so wholesome.
Oh, it was so nice. So basically what had happened is so start from Thursday night. So Thursday night we had our sales kind of end of quarter situation. And so we went to this event space called Batsu. Have you heard of Batsu?
No.
So Batsu is this events thing in New York City and it's basically a Japanese game show. And I think that outside of this event venue, like I think it's something that's maybe cultural in Japan is this concept of this game show. And they basically do different games and the games are kind of like, I don't know the best way to describe them, kind of like pranks. Like it'll be somebody What are they? Or no, it'll be kind of like stand-up comedy, and it'll be people competing against each other. So like four kind of contestants will be competing against each other, maybe in like, let's say like a rap or something.
It's like a rap battle?
Kind of, yeah. Okay. And so, but they do different kind of iterations of the game.
Okay.
And so like the moderator or whatever will source a word from the audience. Like, let's just say the word is like camelback or something like that. The four contestants then need to build camelback into like a rap that's continuous to all of them. And so the one will start the rap, something about a camelback, and then the moderator will like bang the gong, and then it'll go on to the next guy, and the next guy will need to pick up where the last guy left off.
And whoever can't do it
exactly
is out.
And then whoever can't do it is out, quote unquote, but it's not like they're out. They then get punished. And so I think that's actually what Batsu might mean in Japanese. Somebody can correct me on that.
Define. I'm picturing whips and chains, so.
You're picturing correct. Well, well, I'll give you an example of one of them. So one of them, this naked dude comes out, and oh, I just hit the mic. One of them,
it's okay.
Naked.
I forgive you.
Thank you, audio, please, for my forgiveness. Bless up.
I won't come after you with whips and chains.
Thank God. Thank God for that. So the one guy who lost, like, they start banging a bunch of sirens and stuff like that. And so this naked guy comes out from behind a curtain, lays down, and they line up sushi on him, and then put soy sauce in his belly button. And so the losers had to eat a piece of sushi dipped in the soy sauce. And then basically what they do is they add an extra kind of layer to this, and they pull up people from the audience. And so this one girl who recently got promoted on my sales team, she got pulled up to be kind of one of the contestants that are like with the guy who's competing. And so she had to, in exchange for us getting a free bottle or a free pitcher of beer, she had to suck the soy sauce out of the guy's belly button with a straw. And they're like, do you want to do it? Like, you don't have to do it, but if you do it, we'll give your table a free pitcher of beer or whatever. And I'm literally screaming in the background. I'm like, do it. Like, freaking the fuck out. All my friends are like, don't do it, Andrea. Don't do it. I'm like, do it, bitch, for a free pitcher.
Would you do it?
Oh, yeah. I'd do anything for free.
Wait, for something that's
free. For free stuff. Yeah.
Don't do things for free.
No, I don't do things for free.
You do things for free things.
Correct.
Okay.
I do things for free things.
I understand.
So anyways, this is kind of the event that we went to on Thursday night, celebrating the end of the quarter for sales. And we got like destroyed, literally destroyed. I haven't been that drunk in a very, very long time because we were just celebrating the end of the quarter. Like,
yeah, because you did say you were hungover.
Oh,
I was wondering, Katie, under what circumstances.
I do not get hungover. And everybody knows if I get hungover, I need to go for a run in the morning to be able to survive the next day. Like, yes. It's just my thing.
Yes.
And so I got super fucked up. Like, we went to Batsu, went to another bar after, and then we went home. And so on our way home, it starts monsooning, legitimately monsooning. I'm dropping off my friend, Tess, at her apartment. And also for context, Tess and I got promoted at work, so we were also kind of celebrating.
Congrats to Adam.
Yeah, my bestie at work.
I guess Tess, too. Sure.
Congrats, Tess.
She gets congrats. I've never met her, but...
My work bestie. But yeah, so yeah, we both got promoted. So we were kind of like extra celebrating on Thursday night, I would say.
Yeah, as you should.
As were all of our friends. So it was just like a very fun event. And naturally, we drank a lot. And so at the end of the night is when it starts monsooning. So the great monsoon of New York City started on Thursday night. I dropped Tess off. It's literally torrentially downpouring.
It was scary rain. It was blowing from like every direction. It wasn't just coming straight down. It was coming from every angle.
Sideways, in between, upside down. Like, it was everywhere.
It was going rogue.
Yes. And so I had to go to Montauk the next morning at like the earliest train, 7:30 a.m. or something like that. And so I didn't really build that into my plan of getting extremely intoxicated on Friday night.
You never do. No. No one ever does.
And so I wake up in time for the early train on Friday morning. I had no idea what I packed, and I literally did not have time to open my bag to see what I had packed. I just had to rely on the fact that drunk Adam knew what he needed to pack for Montauk. Okay.
Wow.
So I grab my bag, run outside. I have my umbrella. I get to the elevator, and then I'm like, fuck, like, I don't really want to carry this umbrella all the way there. So I bring the umbrella back to the apartment, go downstairs, get to the door to go outside.
And would you bring the umbrella back? You need the umbrella.
Because from my window, it didn't look like it was raining as hard as it was.
Oh my God.
I don't know why. I think I was just like drunk goggles. I'm not really sure.
Well, you're kind of high up, I guess.
Yeah.
In your building. Like, I feel like for me, I can see because it's like I'm pretty low to the ground. You can see the drops hitting the ground.
Right. But I get to the door downstairs, and it is legit. Like, the flood of New York City had started. Like, the streets had waterfalls going down them.
I know.
Flat.
I was walking to the gym in that at the same time. Yes. And Jesus Christ, it was like your shoes just did not stand a chance.
Yeah, it was bad. So I get outside and I'm like, fuck, I literally do not have time to go back up and get my umbrella. So I sprint to the train, the subway.
dodging raindrops.
I have never been wetter in my entire life. Oh. Like my shoes completely soaked through the whole deal.
Yeah.
Anyways, we make it to Montauk. It's raining the entire weekend in Montauk. So naturally that led to a very chill, kind of wholesome, you know, weekend. We did like Friday, we just worked and then we kind of hung out around the house. We went to dinner.
Tell
we went out to a bar.
Who you went with or like the situation yes. with that? Because it wasn't like us. It wasn't me.
Yeah. So I usually go to the beach like over the past few years with one of my like my first friend actually in the city, like my first like new friend outside of my core group of like Katie and the girls and like Alex and my friends from school and stuff like that. Like my friend Pace is basically my first friend that I made moving to the city.
How did you guys become friends? I forget.
We worked together.
Oh,
so we were all
right.
in the same starting class at Bloomberg. It was me, Pace,
your first job,
my friend Jackie, okay, yes. and my friend Rosie, and we called each other the bakery. So like our little chat at work was always the bakery because we always said we were going to quit Bloomberg and open up a bakery together.
That's adorable.
That was like our quip, is we were like, we're so miserable, we're gonna quit work and open up a bakery. In Montauk specifically.
Okay, sure.
So Montauk's always been like this happy place for us because one of my friends has a house there, and so for the past like 5 years now I've been going out there like multiple times for summer, and it's kind of like my happy place. And so like Adam's end goal has always been, need to buy a house in Montauk, need an apartment in the city. Like, I just, like, truly love Montauk so much. It's, like, such a happy place for me.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's who I went with. So, it was kind of like our bake reunion. We usually do a couple per summer. And it was just so nice. So, that's the crew I was out with. And then all of their boyfriends. I was the only single one there.
I was going to say, I saw a lot of male activity there. And I was wondering if you gave Montauk Coffee Guy a ring.
Okay, so I'm glad you asked that because so many of our listeners DM me. And were like, is it Montauk Coffee Guy? Are you there with Montauk Coffee Guy? And the entire weekend, that was kind of the theme because Pace actually, so my super close friend Pace, who I always go with, she is actually the only friend I have that has met Montauk Coffee Guy, because the first date that I went on, I was out there with her. She dropped me off to hang out with him.
Yeah.
And then she picked me up from my date with him. And so they like talked a little bit and she was like, he's so cute. Like you need to date him. So Pace is like obsessed with my relationship with Montauk Coffee Guy.
Of course.
But anyway, so I had hit him up over the summer. I don't even know if we talked about this while I was in Montauk with Katie and crew and Danny and Brooke and them.
I think you mentioned that you were texting him.
Remember, I was sexting him.
Yeah, we talked about this. You were sexting him.
So I was sexting him, but I never ended up getting to meet up with him just because of the like distance. It was kind of a lot to plan. And so this time Pace was like, you need to text Montauk Coffee Guy. Like you need to invite him.
Good, I'm glad she pressured you.
To go to the bar with us or
need
whatever.
A little kick in the butt.
Yeah, or meet us for a drink or something. And so I considered it and we actually passed the place that he and I had our first date and I sent him a pic, or I was going, I didn't actually send it, but I took a picture of the spot that we sat in to have our first date and I was like, Paige, should I just send him a picture? And she was like, yes, obviously send it right now. Long story short, I didn't end up sending it to him, but what I did do is I don't know what came over me, but I was like, I'm just going to Google him because I honestly haven't seen any content of him lately. Like, he doesn't have an Instagram.
Don't tell me he's married.
He's not married.
I thought you were going to, like, find an engagement announcement or something on Google.
No, nothing that tea. But he did throw an event kind of recently, and I hadn't seen a recent picture of him. And so he threw an event in the Hamptons over the summer that was covered by BFA. So they were, like, professional photos. So I, like, got a good look at what he looks like now. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, he's so old. Like he did not look like that when I went, because he took me out for my birthday a year ago. We went on our first date 2 years ago.
Sometimes those event photos, like, do you so dirty?
I think it's a combo. So he's always had salt and pepper hair, which I always thought was kind of cute, but Silver Fox. But, and he's not that old. I think he's like 37, which is, I mean,
no, it's not that old.
It's not that old.
When we're 37, we're going to be like, we're young.
That's true.
Hopefully.
But I think he also lost a lot of weight. So in these pictures, he kind of looked like Skeletor.
Oh.
So I just really wasn't into it.
Is he on Ozempic too?
Maybe.
Good Lord.
Potentially.
Everyone and their
they
mother.
All are.
Everyone and their mother and father.
But yeah, so that's kind of the update on Montauk Coffee Guy. I didn't end up texting him because I kind of saw these pictures and I was like, you know, am I that attracted to him? Like,
honestly,
I'm not really sure.
Move on. If it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
And when's the last time you physically saw him?
A year ago when he took me out for my birthday.
A year? That's long. That's a while.
Yeah. It's a while.
You know? Yeah. He's another year. He's not getting any younger, so.
No. So I wasn't really obsessed with him, but I was texting you last night about this guy who I thought was hot and I messaged on Hinge 2 months ago.
Yes.
And this guy did not reply to me 2 months ago. And you know how Hinge matches disappear? right?
Well, they go into your hidden.
Yeah.
They don't disappear unless they unmatch you.
Right.
So I'm the expert. Sorry.
Yes.
I know.
So they go into hidden. Thank God I have Katie here to correct me. Thank God.
Well, 2 months ago was August. That's the end. Like, that's summer still.
Literally August 13th is the day I messaged him, I think.
I feel like some people, like, honestly deleted their app during the summer.
I would not be surprised.
And apparently, I learned this. If you, like, delete the app and you don't pause your profile, like, it could still technically be there and you're not going to lose your matches.
Oh, interesting.
I actually, because I went on for my partnership, I went on to screen record my profile before. Yeah. And I realized, I was like, oh, fuck, wait. I thought I had to redo my profile for this partnership that I was doing. But then I realized I actually didn't delete my Hinge. Like, I thought I deleted my Hinge, obviously, because I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
But I didn't, just deleted the app and I didn't
you didn't delete the data.
I didn't, right, but I didn't also pause it. So right. I think I was still being shown potentially on profiles.
Well,
I was
did like, you see any new interesting likes or matches?
I looked literally so quick and I was like, ugh. I like had a shudder. I was like, no.
You were like the dark days.
I was like, I have like PTSD. Like,
the
I need
dark
to
days are over.
Yeah. Nothing against Hinge because of course.
You know. We love Hinge. I love Hinge.
I am where I am now because of Hinge, but it is like it is designed to be deleted, as they say.
Yeah.
They want you to get rid of it.
And if you pay for it, you can delete it faster.
I want you to continue what you're saying, but also has there been an update with you having Hinge Premium? Like, I want to hear if there's been any update with that.
I must say it has been feeding me hotter guys, but my Hinge Premium expired because I only paid for a week of it.
Oh shit, you gotta extend it.
I kind of feel like I need to, honestly. Like, I think it, like, look, first, I log on to it for the first time, look at this guy.
Okay, Kyle, you can get it.
Like, hot Kyle.
Kyle can...
First guy I see when I open this up is hot Kyle.
Hot Kyle can use that lube on your bedside table.
Hot Kyle, I got some lube for you, Kyle. My bedside table is ready.
Yeah, Kyle, wow.
Talking about bedside tables is so funny, because TBT to when, I only have this bedside table. Because yeah. of when I hooked up with Alex's coworker and he broke my end table in half, which forced me to get the new home for the lube.
What position were you doing for the end table to be broken in half? Good Lord.
There wasn't a position. He chucked me into the end table.
No, it was just your body.
There wasn't a position. The position was Adam getting literally WWE SmackDown into the end table. My
God. That's too funny. Wow.
But anyway, so this guy messaged me 2 months ago. And then yesterday, I'm like looking at my phone and I see I got a message from some random dude that I haven't seen before saying, hey there. Okay, for context, I messaged him on August 13th saying, hey, how's it going? Yesterday at 4:49 p.m. Hey there, going well. As you can tell, I hardly ever use this app, so my sincerest apologies for the delayed response. That's literally 2 months later.
I hardly use this app. What do you think about that?
I told my roommates.
Do you think he's being honest, or is he just going through his old stuff? Like,
no, honestly, I think what probably, I don't know, Mahi, I told him, and he was like, situationship. He was like, he just got out of a situationship for sure.
That's a fair assumption.
You know?
Yeah, because like, what's the first thing you do when you're out of a situationship? You go back in and reassess all the stuff. Like, you know, because,
yeah.
Right, like there's loose ends you got to tie up.
Right.
After that, in your matches and stuff. I don't know. It kind of just like, why do you have to say that? Just be like, sorry, long, crazy summer. Like, what's up?
Yeah,
I hardly use this app. That just makes me feel like bad if I do use the app, you know?
Well, it's also weird. I don't know. I hardly use this app, and then you go log on, and then you go back and look at your hidden matches, and then go through however many hidden matches you have to find me.
Also, like, I hardly use this app. Okay, what makes me want to start a conversation with you now? Because then you're going to ghost me again.
Yeah.
Like, why would I put effort in?
I mean, to be honest, that's kind of the point where
I'm at. Anyway, I'm overanalyzing this, but what did you say?
I said, that's okay. I have no doubt you'll find a way to make it up to me.
Good one.
And he said, I'm sure I can make that happen. And I said, only kidding. I'm honored that your 2 month Hinge hiatus found its way to me.
And then?
Nothing.
Ooh, crickets.
But that was also last night, like at 10 p.m.
No, so. I think he'll respond tonight. Unless he doesn't use the app. Again.
For another 2 months?
Yeah, and then he comes back in another 2 months to respond.
I was joking to Alex, and I was like, well, what this means is that I need to wait 2 months to reply to him now. Like, I can't. And Alex is like, you're so toxic. And I was like, I know.
You also set like a calendar reminder to do that.
My roommates were also roasting the shit out of me for no reason. They were like, Adam, you're so good at banter, but you don't give any, like, guys anything to work with. he was like, yeah, that's a funny one-liner, but like, what's he gonna reply to that? I was like, that's his job.
Well, you should ask questions.
Yeah.
Do you ask questions?
Normally.
I mean, you could do great banter, but you need to ask questions.
I will say, when he said, hey there, going well, as you can tell, I hardly use that, my sincerest apologies, blah, 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 didn't ask me a question. So like, it's a two-way street.
No, I completely agree. I think like the hallmark of good conversation is saying, you know, answering questions, asking questions, good balance.
Yeah.
So you give someone a prompt.
I think if he's really into this, like, he'll find a way to reply to me saying that I'm honored that he found his 2-month Hinge hiatus led him to me or whatever. And then I'll ask him questions from there. Like, I got my banter out of my system, my little jokes.
Right. I mean, you know how I feel about, I think the next thing should be planning a date.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be going, like, doing this flirty banter for 17 days. You got to, like, get a date on the table.
Yeah. I don't want to chit chat.
No. We're way too busy for that.
He's really cute, though.
Can I see a visual?
Yeah.
Let me scout this out.
He's cutie.
Oh, he likes martinis. All right. He gets my stamp of approval.
Katie already approves. What was I going to say? He had a boyfriend, and I have mutuals with the friend. So I actually asked my friend about him, and he was like, oh, yeah. He and his boyfriend broke up like 2 months ago or something like that.
Okay. He's looking for a long-term relationship open to short.
Okay.
That's good.
Is that a good sign?
Yeah, I mean,
Hinge expert, Hinge queen.
Yeah. I had it on my profile. I'm looking for a long-term relationship, and it didn't scare anyone off. Like, yeah, obviously, Prince Harry is.
Wait, fine go, with go that. To my profile and see if you like it still.
Oh, you! I'm in your first photo. I'm honored.
You're part one.
Why is my sister calling me? This Answer. Better. This better be important.
Shelly.
Should I tell her she's on?
Yeah.
I hate everything.
What's wrong?
I just got into my car after the gym, and a man comes up and knocks on my car window.
Okay.
I roll my window down. He sticks his hand into my car for me to shake it and says, hi, I'm Josh.
Is it like a man or a boy?
Like a 29-year-old, 30-year-old man.
Ew. Ask her if he was cute.
Adam's here. We're actually recording the podcast, so you're live on Match Made in Manhattan.
Stuck his hand in my car, introduced himself, and then, so have you been going here long? I said, to Planet Fitness. And then he asked me if I'd be into doing Iron Man or anything, and I was like, no.
Is he a recruiter for Iron Man?
Well, that's what I thought. And then he was like, so like, you from around here? And I was like, yeah, like I grew up here.
Was he cute?
No.
Oh.
He was 30. Adam, he's 30.
Hey, you're talking to Adam. Adam doesn't find anything wrong with that. Adam would prefer...
Floor is 30.
At 23 years old, would you prefer a 30-year-old?
100%. I'm 27 and I prefer a 34, so...
I mean, okay, are your doors locked and are you gone now?
Yeah, I'm almost home right now, but... And then he was like asking me all these questions about myself. I probably told too much.
Yeah, you can't give like...
You're like, my address is XYZ.
My social security number is...
His first question to me was, you're not in high school or anything, are you?
Okay.
He's like, you're over 18, right?
At least he was checking to make sure he wasn't going to be a pedophile.
So chivalrous of him.
He was like, so like, do you want to exchange numbers? Maybe we can hang out sometime?
Ew! Oh,
he
my
asked
God.
For your number.
I'm worried that, like...
I'm sitting in my car listening to Real Slim Shady, like, sweaty.
You probably love that.
I'm concerned that this has, like, worked for him before, you know?
Yeah, so I just gave him my phone and he gave me his number, so that means I never have to text him. But if I ever want to go to the gym at this time again, I'll probably see him.
Well, you should tell him you have a boyfriend. That's, like, the easiest out with these sorts of things.
He asked me and I said no.
Well, the next time you see him, say something happened miraculously overnight. I met the love of my life and now I'm in a relationship. Or, yeah, like, that's all you have to say.
How did this turn into he stuck his hand in the window and then all of a sudden Shelly gave him, like, every single thing about her and her phone number and everything?
We're going to have a discussion on stranger danger after this, Shelly, but, okay.
There was a person sitting in the car next to us with their window down.
Just listening.
What are they going to do to help you if you're getting...
I don't know.
We will discuss this offline. Adam and I have a job to do, but I love you, okay. And
Love you. See you. Bye.
Like, I just needed to share.
Yeah, you can share whenever you'd like. But like, oh my God, next time you tell him you have a boyfriend.
Yeah, that's the golden rule.
I usually do. I just panicked. I'm in my sports bra. I'm vulnerable.
That's okay. Okay. Love you. Love goodbye. You
bye.
All right. Well, that was something. We've never had a guest. A live caller like that. Should we do, like, we should take calls.
A live call segment?
That'd be fun.
I think the issue with a live call segment is you really never know what you're going to get.
Right. It, like, can't be live.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Like, somebody could come in here guns blazing and, like, say something really crazy.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm honored. So, back to the Hinge conversation where I'm on Adam's profile. I'm honored that I am next to you in this photo. I told you to put this photo here.
You did. Because I'm tan.
You look tan and lovely.
Katie hates a photo of herself, but I told her she looks really pretty.
I just look constipated. But it's a me problem. Like, they're not looking at me anyway.
That's true.
These guys don't want me. They want you.
This podcast is sponsored by AG1. So as you all know, the girls and I have been loving AG1 over the past few months. It's part of our daily routine, and it's so critical to how we're getting our nutrients in and day out. Honestly, when I was in Montauk, Alex's girlfriend texted me from the apartment and said, "Hey, can I borrow your AG1 powder?" because she wanted to, quote unquote, have a good start to her day.
We love it. Okay, Lucia, you're allowed. AG1 is a foundational nutrition supplement that delivers comprehensive nutrients to support whole body health. And like Adam said, in just like one simple drinkable habit, you get all of those good things. AG1 is raising the standard for quality in the supplement category, and we love them. I've been using them personally for years, actually, like before my workout. That's been the one thing I've always done.
Consistency is key, baby.
Oh, yeah. If you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Just go to drinkag1.com/matchmade. That's drinkag1.com/matchmade. Check it out. Now back to the episode. Okay.
I wish I had more solos. Like, I feel like I don't have that many solo pictures of myself, you know? Like, in general.
Just go on Instagram. I feel like you have so many solos on Instagram.
You think so?
Yes. But I think that this is enough. You can't have too many solos on your Hinge profile.
Yeah.
Because you need to show that you have friends. Like, I feel like I've seen differing opinions there, but I really do. Like, I remember when I was at least, like, looking for guys, like, I was like, okay, what do their friends look like? Do they seem like they have friends?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even judging, like, do they have hot friends? I just want to make sure they have friends.
True.
You know, and they're not going to be, like, relying on me for filling their days every day. Well, no, I love your profile.
But no, we're better. Last time you and Colby ripped it apart.
Yeah, no, we're good now.
We've drastically improved.
We're good. I can't find one thing wrong.
Too bad I'm still single.
Hey, it'll work eventually.
That's true. I'm talking to the master over here. Give me a rundown of what's new with you, sister. I've been talking for like a year at this point.
What is new with me?
How's your weekend? How's Prince Harry? Give me the whole rundown.
Well, things are fabulous. Actually, on Saturday, so Friday was like the monsoon day. Saturday, it was still rainy, but like dramatically better, to the point where like I could leave the house and like not get annihilated by raindrops coming from every direction. So I actually got invited to go to this brunch at this place called Virginia's in East Village. It was kind of like, it reminded me, I don't know, I need to like look at deeper into like the influence of the place because it was hard to tell. It was like just a classic standard brunch menu, but the design, like the interior, kind of looked almost like Asian influence, but American. Like, they had dumplings on their menu for dinner, but also like chicken, like American, like fried chicken. I don't know. So, but very cool place. Like, the design was incredible. Called Virginia's, definitely check it out. So Prince Harry and I went to Virginia's for brunch, and we like hung out, had brunch, a great brunch, and I actually like put makeup.
All right, guys, fall is in full swing, and it's the perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality.
You guys know how much we love Quince. We do not stop talking about it. They have all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere from $50, which I have and love, washable silk tops and skirts, and perfectly tailored denim, all at prices that feel too good to be true. I'm eyeing their wool coats this season. I actually got one for my mom for Christmas last year, and she loves it. It has a cute little sash belt, super high quality for a fraction of the price. By partnering directly with ethical top-tier factories and cutting out the middlemen, Quince delivers luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands.
Keep Get classy and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/matchmade to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade. See you there.
I like looked good because I like wanted to get a picture, like that was my one goal of the morning besides like having brunch and like having a cute moment. So if you look on my Instagram, there's indeed a photo. He's getting much better at taking pictures. We're trying. I mean, it's not like he's taken like terrible photos, but like we need to get to a point where I can trust him with just, you know, an outfit picture that has a lot riding on it. Like if
you're
training him, right, if there's an event or something, and you know how I get very stressed with like.
He took that picture of us at Danny's birthday party. That was good.
We
liked it. Yeah.
Yeah. So he takes instructions well. It's just like there needs to be a boot camp. Danielle has taught Ryan extremely well. Like Ryan's a well-trained boyfriend with the photos. So, and I need him to know to take candids, and like, there's just like things that you have to, the kinks you have to work out, but we're getting there. So we were at that brunch. I looked good. We got home and it was like a weird time of day where we weren't going to go day drink until like a bunch of the girls, we were going to go day drink around like 4:30. There was like a big chunk of the day left. So I was like, I look good. Like he's been saying he wants to like call his parents in, you know, obviously in England. So the time difference, you have to be like aware of the time difference. It's like 6 hours ahead, I think. So it was actually, it lined up perfectly that not only was it the perfect time of day that we could call them and it wouldn't be like midnight, but also I looked good, because every other time we've wanted to do it, I'm like, I can't meet your parents like this. I know it's virtual, but like, I need to look cute. Okay. Like this is a big deal.
Yeah.
He's already met my parents and I've just like heard so much about his parents. But so we did a WhatsApp like Zoom situation where it was like on WhatsApp, and we had all sorts of course tech issues. Like the one time we need like the technology to work, they were like, the parents kept saying we were upside down or like they couldn't see us, but we finally worked it out and it was the cutest moment. His mom loved my sweater. It was just like, it brought me so much joy. And it's just so great. Like, it just like feels like all the puzzle pieces come together when you meet someone's parents or just relatives or people that are like mother or father figures in their life, because you're like, oh, it makes sense. Like his dad's sense of humor, I was like, okay, this tracks. Like this makes sense that you are this way. His dad even said on the call, he was like, so are you like starting to understand like the English sense of humor? And like, it just made sense.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah. Yeah. There's like,
so their mannerisms are very similar.
Yes. Like just the way that, and his mom actually reminds me so much of my mom.
Oh really?
Yes. Like I just know, anyway, it was just a really comforting call.
Aww.
It's really lovely when you meet, you're like, oh wow, I love your parents. Like I see on We Met at Acme and like just places where there's like places where you can do anonymous submissions, even in our email box and things like that, where people are like, oh, I love this guy, but I hate his parents, or his sister is so mean to me, or, and I'm just like, wow, this is nice. Cause I'm like, I was just, you know, bracing myself for something to go wrong.
Yeah.
But we got along so well. And like my parents love him and I can't wait for him to come home with us for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We rented a car. We're going to have a road trip.
Little party.
Me, Prince Harry, Alex. We're going to. Both of our boyfriends in our, I think, guys, I don't know if this is confirmed, but I think so. We're working with Volvo again. They are so kindly giving us a car. Again, I worked with them for New Year's and for Montauk. And I think that this time around, they want to give us an electric car, one that you have to plug in.
Oh, my
God.
And
I've never dealt with one of those before.
I'm pumped.
So that's going to be a you job.
A me?
Well, like someone, not
one
you.
One of the straight boys.
Okay, fine. We'll make them do it. Because I don't know how to like, I don't know. I'm going to accidentally put gas in it somehow.
Kitty, it took me 5 tries to even get my driver's license in first place.
Okay, so we're off the hook.
I am way off.
I want to drive, but I won't operate the other jobs.
Yes. we can leave that to the straight boys.
Well, you can do the playlist.
Yes.
I'll do the gas pedal, and the boys will do the heavy lifting.
Slow down. Grab the wall.
Wiggle like you're trying to make your ass fall off.
Gas pedal.
Oh, that's such a vibe. Such a bop. Anyway, so that was what we did on Saturday. Did that call then. went out, like had a cute little day. Oh my God. Okay. So a little bit of background. I went to Elon, small school. We had a terrible football team. On Saturday, there was this, oh my God, Notre Dame, the Notre Dame game, go Irish. I'm not a fan. I couldn't even name one player on the team, but my friend Elizabeth, her boyfriend went to Notre Dame and is a huge fan. And he invited us to go to a sports bar and watch the game with like him and his friends. And we were like, oh, this is such a great idea. Like we always say how we want like more guy friends in the city. Mm-hmm. Like we have so many girlfriends and a lot of our guy friends from college have kind of like fallen off kind of like, or we just aren't as close anymore. So a bunch of the girls that we were with, they were like, oh, this is a great opportunity. Like whatever. So we go, oh my God. First of all, it was like the most intense game. And I've never felt like pride for sports, but I felt pride that day because mm-hmm. they won like by the skin of their teeth. Like it was a very, very tight game. And these boys were jumping up and down on the table, picking people up when they won. Like it was the craziest.
Oh my
like,
God.
Beer was being like, there was champagne. There was like, it was the craziest celebration. You'd think that they won the Super Bowl, but it was just a game. And my heart was beating so fast. Like I was so into the game that I realized, I'm like, okay, now I get it. Like I get why people are so into sports.
Straight people are so crazy. Just kidding. I feel the same way when it's like, I like the camaraderie. Like, I would never watch a game on my own in my apartment or something like that.
Yeah.
But when you're around people who are so passionate about a sports team or, like, in a bar and everybody is kind of collectively as a group cheering on a certain team.
No, the energy was fun. Incredible. Yeah. And then, of course, like, because they won, we all were like, okay, so where are we going next? Because we were at this one sports bar. So then we all, like, got together and we're like, well, like, you know, we have to celebrate the win. Like, I literally don't even know anyone on this team. I don't really know what just happened. All I know is they won and I'm celebrating. Like, I need just like a reason to celebrate, but it doesn't even need to be that close to home.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we kept the night going. We went to Hudson Hound, West Village.
Classic.
Went out. They were playing all sorts of Taylor Swift. It was really love. Just truly something.
With the girls? The girls mm-hmm. were with you?
The girls were there. Prince Harry met up and then his friend and the girl he's seeing and a couple of her friends, one of which, I don't know why I just said that. This is a very interesting thing. She recently got a harmonica and taught herself how to play it. And that's her party trick. Like she goes out with a harmonica and that's like how she picks up guys.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, isn't that cool?
Yeah. That's amazing. So she just like whips it out and starts playing it and guys just flock to her?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like...
it's almost like she's like a... what's it called? What's our Greek, you know, mythology?
A siren.
Siren, yes.
Yeah, she's a siren with a harmonica. So anyway, if you guys are looking for a party trick, teach yourself how to play a harmonica. She said it took her a couple of days.
So she just gets drunk, whips out her little harmonica and just starts playing it until guys approach her?
Well, like, she doesn't even really need to do it for long. People do approach her.
Oh, wow.
I saw it before my own eyes.
You saw it with your own eyes, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was telling me about it. But, yeah, she said she got it for $20.
Should we all get harmonicas?
I think we should.
And just start playing them in the Hudson Hound.
I think we should. But, yeah, it was great. It was a great night. We stuck together pretty long. And then Prince Harry and I, we walked home. Oh, I just have to say, having a boyfriend is so fabulous simply for the reason that, like, I can walk home. And I don't need to get an Uber because I have like, I mean, not that he's real. He could probably protect me pretty well, but I think I could also protect myself.
Yeah.
But it's nice knowing you have another person
walking
with you because it wasn't that far, but it was definitely dark and like scary.
When it's late also, it's kind of like, I don't know, New York City. Not that every area is like bad.
You don't want to risk it, but it was nice having someone. I was like, oh, this is great. This is what I've always wanted. A buddy to walk home with.
Kathy.
Yeah.
Sweet Kathy girl.
Anyway.
That's so fun. Wow, you had a good weekend then.
Yeah, it was a good solid weekend. Then Sunday I did my favorite thing and my ritual, which is nothing.
Did nothing, ordered food.
I just have to say, like, I admire people that do things on Sundays, but Sunday for me, I really take it literally as the day of rest.
Yeah. Sundays for you are like sacred.
Yeah. And people can't get mad at me if I don't want to do things.
No.
They really can't. Like, they should know this by now.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite thing is catching up on my shows, reading my book, cleaning my apartment, not leaving. Like, my feet do not cross the threshold.
Yeah.
Unless it's to pick up, like, Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I think on Sunday, what did we... I got a bagel, then took another nap. Like, I went, ate a bagel, got into a food coma because of the bagel. Then I think, oh, I was like, I need Chinese food. Yeah, pretty much Sunday is just for throwing away all of my hard work during the week of eating healthy.
That's okay. Sunday's a fun Sunday fun,
which is fine.
Like, Sunday rest day.
Life is all about balance.
It is.
So then, yeah, got like lo mein, and then for dinner we got cake from where was it?
Little Cupcake?
Not Little Cupcake. Magnolia.
Oh, yum! Which cake?
Cake. It was just chocolate with vanilla frosting.
Oh, fuck.
And yum. You would have loved the frosting. And Diet Coke. And just, like, drank that, which was kind of a mistake because then I was, like, hyped up before bed. I was like, oh, no, shouldn't have done that. It's funny how, like, you go from, like, you know, growing up, you're like, being young, your parents are like, no sugar before bed, or, like, don't eat after 8:30 or whatever. You'll get a stomach ache. You'll have bad dreams. And now we're just going rogue because we're...
I eat after 8:30 legitimately every single day, I think.
I remember my mom saying, like, it's not healthy, or it's like, it'll make you have weird dreams if you eat too close to bed, which I don't know if that's, like, just her trying to get me to, like, stay out of the fridge. Yeah. I don't know. But now, I'm...
That's so interesting.
I can't be tamed.
My Sunday could not have been more opposite from that.
Yeah, were you like...
I woke up in Montauk at 6:30 a.m. and I was like, fuck it, I need to get back to the city. I literally Ubered to the train station, got to the train station at 7 a.m. for the earliest train from Montauk to the city.
That's one thing about you. You like to get the fuck out.
Yeah, and that's one thing about Adam Harrison is on a trip, on the last day of the trip, I do not like to hang around. Like, I need to get back to my place of residence, and I need to have the whole day to prepare for the week.
It's like impending doom of being like, oh, like, I have to go, I have to leave. But you might as well just do it, like, as soon as you start thinking about it.
Yeah,
just
That's why on, like, the travel day to the destination, I'm like, I'm the same way. Like, I like to be out as soon as possible. Like, Friday morning, even though I was, like, hungover as hell, I got up at 6:30 a.m. Ubered to Penn Station.
Then you're just stressing about it, or, like, overthinking. You just the first second you open your eyes, you're out.
I'm out. That's and I just like to strategy. Have the whole day at the place, because then I'll have the whole day at the place, the whole day the next day,
right?
And then on the day it's time to leave, I've already spent all the time there, so
but
I can just leave.
It's interesting that you did that, because Sunday was, like, a beautiful day.
I know, Sunday. So that's the other thing. It rained in Montauk the entire day Friday, the entire day Saturday. Similar weather to New York.
Same to New York. Same,
and then Sunday it was gorgeous.
Or the city, I should say. The city.
Gorgeous. And my friends were all texting me from Montauk, and they were like, this is what we're doing, Adam. Look what we're doing. And I'm like, fuck.
No, Sunday was actually the most beautiful day, which is why I was like, gosh darn it. Of course, my Sunday day of rest lands on the most beautiful day that Manhattan has seen in a while. But it's fine, because today was also... Yesterday was really pretty. Today was really pretty. Like, we've had a good sunny week.
Yeah, we're definitely out of the... We're out of the woods.
Out of the rain slump. Yeah.
Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods? We're out of the woods. It's
Wait,
nice this week.
I want to, like, place a prediction. Like, just putting it in stone on this on our show.
Okay.
Do we think that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are a real couple, or do we think it's all publicity stunt? Or do you think they're just, like, friends?
I think real couple.
The reason...
Based on what I've seen.
The reason why I'm leaning towards real couple, after the first show of things where she was at the first game with his mom, I was like, oh, that's just, like, a nice gesture that she's like, oh... I mean, granted, she had to travel for it or whatever, but... I thought it was just like, oh, he asked her to come and then was like, here's my mom, like, whatever, you can hang with her. I think the fact that she then brought all of her friends, and Blake Lively kept, like, hitting her. This is at the second game the other night. Blake Lively was, like, hitting, like, playfully hitting her whenever Travis came on the screen, and, like, she was making fun of him, and, like, I thought, I was like, okay, this is looking more and more, like, relationshipy. And then I heard on, like, another podcast that there was a news article that said that he had visited Taylor's house the morning of the game.
Oh.
Her Tribeca residence, or, like, wherever she lives
her
in the city.
Tribeca compound. Tribeca.
I think it's Tribeca. But I also heard that she's renting or letting Sophie Turner stay and her kids stay at her Tribeca house or condo while she's going through the custody battle. But I'm not sure if that's true. But anyway, so the fact that he, like, stops by Taylor's, or, like, I don't know if he slept over, because I'm not sure if players are allowed to sleep over, like, not with the team the night before a game.
I didn't know
that. I don't know. I feel like it may be, but I'm not sure. Anyway, but the fact that he, like, on game day, which, like, you know, energy's running high, he's like, let me go pay attention or pay a visit to my girl.
I'm on the relationship side. I think they're dating, which is adorable. I'm so happy for her.
I mean, it kind of makes sense. Not, like, I don't know, physically based on her type. I don't know, but she's like been all over the map with that. Yeah. But I think in terms of their star level, like he's a well-known athlete. Everyone knows him in the athletics world, the football loving world. Everyone knows him. And I think like he's in season right now. He's not super available right now. Mm-hmm. She's about to ramp up her tour again in Europe. So they're both just like kind of on the same page with that, like being booked and busy.
Yeah. So I had no idea who the fuck Travis Kelce was. I was like, who is this plebeian that Taylor Swift has plucked off the football field? And sure enough, he's some like super famous dude.
I mean, I didn't know him either until, well, it was before him and Taylor started seeing each other. It was like when he went to her concert mm-hmm. and tried to give a friendship bracelet to her with his phone number on it.
Oh, that was the thing?
There was like a Page Six headline saying that he had tried to and like failed and like was trying, like he had come out and said like, Taylor, I don't know if it was on Twitter or his podcast, he was like trying to get a hold of Taylor to let her know that he tried to give her his phone number on a friendship bracelet.
Oh, that's so cute.
That was the first time I'd heard of him. And then I kind of went down like a classic rabbit hole of like, who the fuck is this guy? Found out he had a reality show where he kind of like a Bachelor style reality show, and his brother and him played against each other in the Super Bowl, and Travis's team won, the Chiefs, I think.
Who's his brother?
Travis Kelce, Jason.
Jason Kelce?
Jason Derulo. I think it's Jason Kelce. Am I wrong?
It sounds right to me.
Both of us pick up our phones, I think. We're so, like, I mean, but I'm not like, I've never claimed to be a sports loving girl. It's Jason Kelce. Jason Kelce. And they have a podcast together, so.
My thumb's found its way to Travis Kelce net worth.
And what does it say?
$30 million.
Oh, well, Taylor Swift blows him out of the water. Taylor's like a
billionaire.
Taylor Swift, I mean, there was that TikTok trend going around, which was like, you say to your boyfriend or just someone that loves football and sports, say, oh, you know what? Like, Taylor Swift put Travis Kelce on the map.
I was literally just about to bring that up.
Taylor Swift is the reason that Travis Kelce is famous, and they lose their shit.
I know.
I want to try that on Prince Harry, but he doesn't really care that. Like, he will watch American football, but he's more interested in soccer.
Yeah.
Which, understandable.
Very British of him.
But I've actually, like, not gonna lie, kind of gotten into soccer.
Oh, really?
He's
inspired you?
Well, it's funny because he calls it soccer, even though I can tell he's dying to call it football.
He's like, I want to call football so bad.
He doesn't want to confuse me, I think.
Yeah.
Or anyone else. So.
He's Americanized.
But the games are on, I almost said the shows, the games are on so early.
Oh,
on
really?
Like Saturdays. Yes. Crack a dawn because of the time difference. I think.
Because it's European.
6 hours ahead. I think. Or maybe not. I don't know. But
no, that would make sense. 6 hours ahead because it's Central Eastern European time probably.
Oh, whatever. I'm not going to think that hard into the numbers. But yeah, I've been getting kind of into it. Prince Harry is an Arsenal fan, if that means anything to anyone. They're red. They're good.
Okay.
But I'm nervous for the day they lose because...
Is he like a diehard fan?
Oh, yeah. He gets into it. He'll stand up and like, you know, do the classic like...
Do the boy thing?
Boy thing, stare at the TV and like...
Cross their arms and pace?
Oh, God. It's been good so far. They've been winning. But of course, there's a game the day after my birthday party. Like...
Mission critical.
Guys, I'm doing my usual Halloween costume party. And I'm planning on getting obliterated.
Yeah, as you should.
You know.
You sent out your invites last week. Yeah.
Invites are out. People are brainstorming the costumes. I already have mine. I have my whole outfit here. I'm not going to say it on the podcast yet.
It's a surprise.
I hired a hair and makeup artist. I like hardly ever do professional hair. And I hired someone. So I better look incredible.
I have no doubt.
And it doesn't matter how incredible I look because I will be woken up early on Saturday to watch soccer. So.
The girls and I have been literally going back and forth endlessly about the Halloween costume.
Tell the podcast like the options right now or like what has been discussed.
I legitimately could not even tell you the options because so many things have gone around. But at one point we were going to be the Playboy bunnies and I was going to be Hugh Hefner. Mm-hmm. That was my favorite because I can get a spray tan and just wear a robe. Because my goal at the end of the day is just to wear as little clothing as possible.
To be naked.
To be naked. Okay. Because my dream costume was honestly when I was Zeus. Remember when I wrapped a sheet around myself for your birthday?
Honestly, you've like never looked hotter. That was like the hottest one.
I looked amazing. Okay, guys. Like incredible. And I love that vibe of just wearing no clothes.
Yeah.
Like I was just a chaotic demigod running down Broadway naked. Like it was amazing.
You left your lightning bolt in my closet.
I did.
And your cardboard lightning bolt was in my closet when I was moving. My dad was like, "Do you need this?" I'm like, "I don't think anyone has needed this for 2 years." So
you threw it away?
I threw it away. That's sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Alex spent so much time making that for me.
Yeah, literally the fact that your roommate made it for you. Like you didn't even make it yourself.
No, I didn't. I just held it for dear life and threw it at people and at the party.
And then you abandoned it.
And then I abandoned it.
How did it get back to my apartment afterwards? Did we?
I know why. I brought a big Thunderbolt and I brought a little Thunderbolt. And I left the big one at your apartment because I thought it would be too much to carry around.
Okay, so you had multiple. You had a backup.
Yes.
The backup Thunderbolt was in my closet for 2 years.
I made multiple Thunderbolts.
Great.
/ Alex made multiple Thunderbolts for me.
Oh my God, he's so crafty.
He's the best.
What is he going to be? Does he know what his costume is going to be?
He has no idea.
Oh God, people have to get on this, okay? Because costumes are mandatory.
He's easy though because like last year, for example, they just got the Purge masks. The light up ones from Amazon.
They did well. Didn't they have like fake blood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look good.
They looked good.
So they did the Purge. And then this year, also last year I was so good too. Like, I don't know how I'm going to top Paolo.
Paolo.
The lizard or whatever it's called.
I think what happened or what needs to happen is the girls need to get their shit together and plan the costume.
It's the girls' fault.
Always, of course, because there's just so many. Like we have a huge girlfriend group. There's so many girls to like get all on one page.
Yeah.
So, and some people are like, are more daring than others. Like there's some costumes that have been thrown out that involve like just wearing fishnets and like a leotard. And not everyone wants to do that, which is fair enough. So I think once like I think there's going to be a split of the group. I think people are going to split off into like twos and threes.
Yeah.
And then you're going to just be the guy in whatever film or concept they choose.
And honestly, I'm not concerned. Like I feel like I'm so easy with Halloween costumes. Like I'll wear whatever as long as I can wear no clothes.
Literally so easy.
Yeah.
Like the way that like I'm not going to share what my role is in my costume, but Prince Harry is just wearing a suit. Like perfect. The way that just wearing a suit matches my he already has everything.
Yeah.
And he's just going to show up. But the thing about that is it really only makes sense when he's next to me.
Yeah.
Then it makes sense. And with like certain costumes you've been, it's like it would make sense when you're next to.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. Like when I was Paolo, like if I wasn't near Colby and Shay, when they were whatever they were, Lizzie and Vanessa.
Is it Vanessa?
No.
No, I think you're right.
Lizzie and Vanessa.
Lizzie,
if I got that right, that'd be crazy.
Wait. You should know this is your costume.
I know, but I was only concerned with
Lizzie McGuire, and I feel like that's not Italian enough of it. You know, it was like the whole Lizzie McGuire and I just typed in Vanessa. It's not Vanessa.
Isabella.
Yeah, I was like, wait, Vanessa is not Italian enough. And the whole thing was that she was the Italian version of Lizzie.
Where the frick did I come up
with? Well, that's funny because it was on the tip of my tongue, too. Do you think it was because, like, Vanessa... Oh, you know what?
What?
You should get someone to be Vanessa Hudgens and you be Troy.
Oh, that's good.
That'd be so good.
I would love that. See, I wanted to be Ken and Barbie, but everybody was like, everybody's going to be that, and it's going to be too basic.
Well, you could just be Ken, and you'll find your Barbie that night. Like, there's going to be Barbies everywhere.
That's true. See, but I like the concept of doing a group costume, because then you kind of feel like you're, like, the camaraderie of dressing up like a crazy person. Oh, my God.
I'll never forget my freshman year of college, or sophomore year, one of the two. The girls in my sorority that were a year older that I already thought were like the shit. Like I was simultaneously inspired and scared of them. Like inspired by and scared of them at the same time. This was the year that Bad Blood music video came out. And they came out as Bad Blood music video. They all wore black. And like now in retrospect, I was like, okay, well, they all had like fake guns. I was like, maybe. but you know, it worked. It was like, they looked like the people from the music video. Like they got like red wigs. Like they looked like they each dressed up as one of the people from the music video. And they looked so hot. And the photo of them like broke the internet at Elon.
Yeah.
They all made it their cover photo on Facebook, and it was like the most epic group costume I've ever seen.
It was the Bad Blood music video.
The Bad Blood music video. This was huge, like, at the time.
I think we need the picture. Maybe we can recreate it. Or I can convince the girls to recreate it.
I feel like it was just because it was, like,
relevant in that time?
Yeah, it was right after I'd come out. Everyone was really, like...
into it.
I mean, it was an epic music video. The fact that Taylor Swift was able to get all of those celebrities in one video...
yeah.
It was pretty epic. Like, only Taylor Swift could do that.
Right.
So I think it was because of the timing of, like, and how great the music video was. But think of something, like, recent. Honestly, people listening.
I was just about to say that. I was like, we need to source ideas from listeners.
We need something from you. You get a lot from us. We need something from you. Yes. We need a suggestion for this damn group costume before I pull my hair out, because I can't see another text in this group chat being like, so what are we gonna do?
There's been literally a new text every 3 days. Guys, what are we being? Guys, what are we being?
It's one of those things where someone just has to decide, but it's everyone just has such different tastes. Like, yeah, we need like at least three people on board.
And it needs to be something where there's like one guy in the grouping. So like Ken and Barbie or like, I don't know another example.
Did you say the whole thing about The Bachelor?
Oh, they wanted me to be the Golden Bachelor or something. Or no, they just wanted me to
be the Golden Bachelor is the old one. Yeah, like, you're just right. Which I hear he's a king, but I think just like The Bachelor in general.
Yes.
He was going to be The Bachelor, Adam, and then all the girls were just going to wear like dresses that people wear on The Bachelor and hold a rose. And they were all going to be bachelorette contestants, which I thought was a great idea because then they can rewear whatever the dress they get. Like, to a wedding or something. But I guess, again, that's one of those costumes that wouldn't really make sense unless they're all together.
Yeah.
So.
We would need to be like a squadron.
Right. Because it wouldn't, you would also not really make sense.
I would need to be in a suit.
Right. And then, but it wouldn't make sense unless you guys are.
Right.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, Halloween is just about looking hot.
We'll keep you guys updated. So. But give us some ideas when you listen to this, because we have a long ways to go before we actually pick what the costume is, even though Katie's birthday is rapidly approaching.
Yeah, you're scaring me, because you know how it takes a long time for things to ship sometimes.
I know.
I actually am on top of things this year. I've got my whole costume's already here. I'm done.
I love that for you.
I'm done. You're now so I just have to stress about other things. Like, just, you know.
Now we're going to have so much fun. I'm so excited for your birthday.
I'm pumped. I'm very pumped.
We're going to have so much fun. Should we do a question?
Oh, yeah. I pulled a couple of emails. Actually, can you look at them? I got to pee. You can just read it to the microphone.
Okay.
And then we'll just pause. Okay. I'll be back.
Okay. This subject line is holidays and relationships. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. Before I begin my story, I wanted to say that I look forward to your podcast each week. The podcast is slowly but surely convincing me to move to New York City. Come, girl. I'm reaching out to ask for some advice regarding holidays while in an international relationship. Now that Katie is an international boyfriend, cue Pitbull's international love, I feel like she may relate to the struggles of being a multinational relationship during the holiday season. For context, I moved to Paris for work a little over 3 years ago and met my boyfriend shortly after. Do you want to sit down?
Yeah. I'll take a seat.
We spent our first Christmas together in France due to the COVID situation at the time. Then, for the following two Christmases, I flew home to the U.S. on Christmas Eve and my boyfriend celebrated with his own family on Christmas Day, and then flew to the U.S. the following day to spend time with my family. This year, my boyfriend found out that his family is celebrating Christmas a week early. Therefore, we could celebrate both of our family's Christmases together. Here's the catch. His mom invited herself to come to the U.S. to celebrate with my family, too. Although she is sweet and has already met some of my family, Christmas is the only time each year I get to spend with my family and friends. I am worried about entertaining her and managing cultural differences while also trying to enjoy time with family members that I haven't seen in a year. Am I being dramatic? How can I bring this up to my boyfriend without it seeming like I don't like his mom? Sorry, this is so long. Totally fine. I get the context.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Wait, so the mom, invited herself.
Yeah, that's what I'm a little bit hung up on, is I think I'd be a little frustrated if my significant other's mom or parent invited themselves to a holiday.
I need a little more information. Will the mother be physically staying in the home of the girl? Or I'm assuming it's a girl that wrote in. Like, the person that is, like, it's her family's Christmas. Like, is the mom staying with them? Or is it one of those things where she'll just be, like, in the U.S. and will, like, hop by
Yeah, that's true. I guess the concept of inviting yourself is a little ambiguous, right? Because like, yeah, maybe she's just doing a US trip and it's just gonna pop
by. So wait, her boyfriend is from France?
Yes.
Okay. Because for me, in an international relationship, which I never saw this for myself, but here we are. He doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving, so that's why he's coming to my Thanksgiving. But then, like, which Thanksgiving will always be mine, which is fabulous because it's my favorite.
Yeah.
But then, of course, I've been thinking, like, down the road, Christmas is a big deal, big, great holiday, and he usually goes home to England for that. So it's like, is it expected that because he comes to Thanksgiving with me, like, I should go to Christmas with him? But then my heart starts to break a little bit thinking about having Christmas without my parents. But then you think long term, it's like when you have kids, like, it's, you're gonna have to come to some sort of, I don't know if that's in the cards for this girl, like, if that's what she even wants.
Yeah.
But you have to kind of start thinking about, if you see this, if you love this person, if you see them long term, of course that's something that is gonna be a struggle either now or then. So you might as well figure it out now.
How do your parents do it right now with different sides of the family?
So, I mean, we're lucky because all of my family, both sides, lives in Maryland. So we can literally do Christmas Eve with my dad's side and Christmas Day with my mom's.
Okay, that's what we did,
like,
too.
Like, it's actually ridiculous how easy it is because we live... Yeah, okay, so we're both like that.
But I guess it's... I didn't really think about it like that, though. But it is because we have the access of having our families, like...
Right, which not everyone... Maryland. That's not, like, super
right.
common, I feel like. But we see my dad's side more because they do live closer.
Yeah.
Like, my mom's side lives in Maryland, but they are further away. Like, they're more, like, Eastern Shorey kind of. Or, like, not right. so much. But, like, they're definitely that... They're further away. Whereas my dad's side, like, they're, like, 5 minutes down the road.
Yeah.
So we'll see them more just out of convenience. But... It is interesting. We definitely, like, we don't, for Thanksgiving, we only see my dad's side. We don't see my mom's side for Thanksgiving.
I think we do both. We'll usually do, like, the Sunday before Thanksgiving with my dad's side, and then the third, like, actual Thanksgiving yeah. day with my mom's side.
Oh, my God. And how do, like, people in divorced families do this?
Yeah, it's, like, four holidays.
Good God, that's so hard to, yeah, like,
nuts.
Figure it out. But, yeah, it is one of those things where, like, it's going to be either a now conversation or a later conversation.
Right.
So I am a little irked that the mom invited herself. That's yeah, like kind
I think
of
that's weird.
That's terrible manners. And your boyfriend should have had a conversation with yeah. her and with you, making sure it's okay before. But I think it's maybe fair to say to your boyfriend, like, okay, how about you guys come? I don't know how long your holiday is or your vacation is for Christmas, but like, you can say, like, on, like, can she come on Sunday? Or mm-hmm. I don't know, like, the day after. So I can at least have, like, Christmas Eve with my parents. Or, like, schedule the mom's travel so, like, maybe the boyfriend can come the day early and have time with your family and you, and then the mom can come the next day or...
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's, like, even in the cards.
I also wonder how her parents feel about it. Like, if they're excited to see the boyfriend's mom coming or, like, if they're nervous because of the cultural differences. She did specify that they've met before, or at least the mom has met some of her family.
I mean, but I just get it, like, after years of just celebrating Christmas with, like, your family,
yeah.
throwing someone else in the mix.
It complicates it.
It makes it less casual, more like, oh, I have to entertain someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm putting myself in her shoes, like thinking of mom seems lovely, but if she were to
Prince
just like
Harry's mom,
fucking hell, I just said his name. Bleep, Prince Harry's mom. Damn it, this is getting hard. Anyway, if like his mom were to come, I would definitely have to be like on my best behavior.
Yeah,
and couldn't wear my. I mean, maybe I could wear my cute Christmas pajamas, but I'd feel a little stupid. Like you know, it's yeah. like things you have to modify,
right? It's interesting. Well, I need an update, I feel like. Like, as we get closer to the holidays, you have to update us on what the situation is.
That's a hairy situation. I'm really sorry that, like, it's come down to this where it doesn't seem like you were consulted before yeah. the plan was made. I would even just say, like, that's what's upsetting you, that the plan was kind of made out from under you and you don't really have a say
yeah.
in what is literally your family's Christmas.
100%. I think you should take that approach. If anything, you can blame it on your parents and be like, they don't want to host
extra. No, don't say that.
Oh, really? I would throw my parents under the bus so fast.
Well, you don't want the
Or just be like, oh my God, my parents are like celebrating Christmas at an in-law's house or something. I don't know.
Yeah. You can kind of like work with them to come up with like a reason, but I wouldn't say like they don't want any more people coming.
I'm literally giving bad advice on this. I apologize dearly.
Just be, if you're giving an excuse, be delicate with it, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. This is tough. Maybe. But I guess also look deeply into yourself. What is making you feel this way? Like, why? Yeah. Why can't you all just be friends?
Yeah, because I would honestly also take a positive spin on it and be like, it's a great opportunity for his mom to hang out with your parents and like break down that anxiety that you have about the cultural differences that may exist in your head. Like, for all you know, it actually could end up being totally fine in terms of the cultural differences.
Yeah,
you know,
what if it's incredible?
Yeah, what if it's amazing?
What if it's a great night and you will... It's not like you just have to hang out with her alone.
Yeah.
Like, you and your boyfriend both have stake in this. Like, it's his mom, and it might be your future mother-in-law. You never know. You're going to have to tackle this eventually anyway.
Yeah.
So you might as well do it in the comfort of your home where you feel like it's your home turf, you know?
And if you're going to bring it up to the boyfriend, I would just, like we said, take it in the spin of, hey, I was a little sad that maybe like your mom invited herself, or that it wasn't like a conversation. Maybe not even say like that your mom invited yourself, or just say like, I wish it was a conversation.
Yeah. I feel like this plan was kind of made without me involved. And I just feel like a little bit hurt. Right. I don't know. You can like use your own feeling words there, but.
You got this, girl.
You've got this. But also just like. Ask yourself, why is this bothering me? Is it because it isn't like a plan that's super comfortable to me, because it's not the plan I've had my whole life? Like, the second you invite someone else into your life, a new boyfriend, really like everything changes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're no longer just thinking of yourself and maybe like your friends, but like mostly yourself. It's like there's another person you have to think about.
Yeah.
With like when you're making plans, when you're doing things, like there's another person that like wants to know and like wants to like love you. And it's just, it in a good way, most of the time, complicates things.
Yeah.
And you have to start being like, oh, okay, it's not just me against the world. So.
Oh, I don't know how I'm going to deal with that transition.
Luckily, it's been good so far because he is perfectly comfortable sleeping at my apartment, which I love.
That's good.
Because I'm like, I like having all my skincare and being here and whatever. But I'm so happy that he just loves being here.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, he has a roommate and I don't. So.
That's true.
It makes sense. But there's like certain things I've seen on like, again, We Met at Acme polls where I'm like, oh fuck, that would suck. Like, I like my way of living, and he's actually luckily made it very easy.
Yeah.
An easy transition. Like,
oh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, he likes doing nothing on Sundays too. So we're a perfect match.
Perfect match. Watch soccer, order food. That's all you can ask for.
Literally. Anyway.
Oh, all right. Well, I think that's all we have time for today.
Wow, we're thinking of you, girlfriend, though. Like,
yeah, you're going to kill it.
The holidays are hard with things like that.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's okay, because at the end of the day, like, the holidays are all about love, right?
And they
like,
are. Have love in your heart when you bring it up.
Love and presents.
Love and presents and joy and mistletoes and.
Ooh, I got to get mistletoe for my apartment this year.
I want a boy to kiss me under the mistletoe.
That can be arranged. Bring him to my apartment and I'll have it. On deck.
Oh, perfect.
Anyway.
Should we throw a Christmas party?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
We're doing it.
Throw it. You do it.
I will.
Or Colby could do it. Colby's been wanting to do it.
The match made mistletoe.
Oh, you say for the podcast, like for everybody. Are you
we're inviting the whole crew.
Are you willing to attend the match made mistletoe party?
The mass match made mistletoe. I'm glitching again.
Match made mistletoe madness. There has to be another M.
No, we'll figure it out. MMIM is our normal abbreviation.
Okay.
Match
made in mistletoe. Match made. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
We'll work out the kinks.
And with that, that's all we have time for. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. Fuck. Can you tell they're from Amazon? Just kidding.